Dear God, may we find the time to always find the time. L'chaim.
What it is. L'chaim. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you, darling?
Thanks, babe. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith. That's Henda. We do a radio show. How are ya? KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. KeithandtheGirl.com/chat to hang out with all the other jackholes. I want to thank everybody for the sweet, sweet letters I'm getting for because my dad disowned me. I can't write back to all the letters because there's too many. But you guys have a lot of fucked up relationships with your family. And I read them all. I can't write all the ones back. But if they the ones that were under 17 pages long, I did read. letters that are three pages long and end with, I don't want to get too personal.
I like when Keith prints out these long letters and then he has to kind of pass me on the way to the bathroom and he goes, right. He just shows me papers and goes, what the fuck?
There's ones that are like, Dear Dina, and it's three pages long. When has a Dear Dina been three pages long? Oh, well. But I do appreciate. But yes, you guys have issues. But we do appreciate them. F my dad. Poor Hemda.
Poor me.
Oh, because my dad said that you're the bad influence.
Well,
like
on.
He gave me an out. You know? It's how Hemda does. Like, maybe you weren't nice today because of this. Is that right? No? Well, then I got nothing, asshole. All right. I used to go to a Methodist church, Kate Thompson writes, and we only had unsliced bread for communion. The main reason my dad disowned me. It's a story you can hear on yesterday's show the day before. But the main reason is because when I saw him, I palmed communion and gave it to people that weren't blessed by the Holy Spirit. And this person
writes...
Who's
she handing it out to? Just random people? Like
right.
She goes outside and goes, one for you, one right. for you.
I used to go to a Methodist church and we only had unsliced bread for communion. But a few years ago, I went with a friend to an Episcopal church where they had the Jesus wafers. And when I ate it, it reminded me of those cheap ice cream cones that grocery stores sell 50 cones for a dollar. After that, all I can think about was ice cream instead of Jesus. Best wishes from Dover, Arkansas.
That's why I'm saying like the Jesus cracker should really not taste good, I think, because then you have a craving for Jesus, but like not in a good way.
I do think that's what the wafer tastes. Tastes like. You said it didn't have a taste. I think it tastes between a cross. It's a cross between a regular cone and a sugar cone.
I think it's less than that. It's like that regular cone, but with less taste.
A Jesus.
A sugar cone is good.
I think Jesus is a sugar cone made with equal.
No way. I think Jesus has no sugar.
You're going to put this up against your unleavened bread?
No, my unleavened bread is nothing. I think Jesus is like tofu with a crack. You know what I mean?
With a crack?
Like if tofu came in cracker, that's Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to take you to different churches and Paul Moore and let
Ooh,
you try the
we can
difference.
Have a church tasting.
Yeah. My big glamour shoot tomorrow. I'm at location. By the way, if you guys want to show up, I'm at location G number 154428. Crew arrives at 9:30 a.m. I don't arrive till 2. So those cameras are going to be extra ready. And I'm going to look good. I did get a thing back from the... I'm on person number three talking to the glamour fashion guy in charge, and he's going to dress me up, which I said I think is funny. It's about taking a lie detector test, and the point of this article in the upcoming Glamour magazine is our guys lying about little things they keep from the girlfriend, but they assured me it's not big things, like have you ever cheated on your girlfriend, have you ever done this or that. It's just little stupid things.
No, because they wrote an email to me assuring me that I can ask the big things if I want to.
Oh, okay, you don't want to. So now this guy rates me back when I gave him my sizes for clothing. Oh, my point is I just think it's funny. It's a lie detector test. However, you're going to dress me up with things that I never wore. Hi, Keith. Can you put together and bring two shoot options as backup for tomorrow's shoot? And are you really a 36 by 36, my pants, or do you like the relaxed, loose fit look? Just call me. Hey, fat fuck. I just need a double check. Could your waist possibly be feet long?
I do think it's weird that you're 36. You totally don't look like it. I think your height...
Is that fat? Like, isn't 34 like a thin guy?
If you were my height, yes. But you're 6'2".
Right.
So I don't know that he's recognizing the height. 36 long is very long.
Right, I yeah. think. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he'll see what I look like.
I don't think that this had to do with you. I think it has to do with, am I getting, you know, some hooligan dressing guy up? He wants to make sure.
I guess. Well, he said,
But if that's how you like to wear your jeans, then what's he going to do? Dress you up in tighter pants?
I guess, you know? I'm going to be in, like, some fake suit looking thing. It's called glamour.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
You know, the people can worry about the magazine, but, you know, the fashion guys are in charge, I guess. He says, I'm not, I am styling you, and then in all caps, not making you over. Now, is just the caps confusing me? Is that a little angry?
Caps?
Yeah. I am styling you, not making you over.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is styling good, and I want baggy clothes, but he doesn't do that. I'm not giving you a makeover of hooligan.
If he wasn't giving you a makeover, then he shouldn't care if you wear it big or small. He should just say, okay, he wears a 36.
Well, that's what Kirk has to say, so I can't wait to see what I'll look like.
Did you respond to it?
I wrote, thanks for making me feel fat. And he wrote back, no, I just need to make sure, wink. So we'll see. But Brother Love told me how to take the clothes home from his commercials.
I think that it's funny that they say bring two outfits. You don't have two outfits. We buy you the same jeans twice, and that's what you wear.
Should I bring the Gap shirt or the Gap shirt? Redhead from Stockholm. Keith, I like to wear huge clothes and pretend I'm a midget. That would be fun. But Crescent Roll's right. How do you make over perfect? You can't. Of course you can't.
Oh, wow.
Fooey's saying 36 is normal for straight guys. Thank you. But it's glamour, so they're used to skinny gay. I believe that.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I know I'm not fat.
You're not fat. 36 is not big. I don't know if, like, you could possibly be a 34, but you're not fat. You're 6 foot tall. 6'2".
It's just weird. Like, are you sure? Because human beings, I don't even know why they would talk to you if that's...
You know what? If they wrote
Nobody can be that interesting for our magazine and still be that fucking fat.
If they wrote back to me after I told them my size, if they wrote that back to me, I would be like,
Right. I don't think I'm being a girl. It just seemed very weird. And then the caps thing. This is not a makeover.
Right.
Fat fuck.
Yeah, because I don't know if I wrote that I was a size 2, I don't know if they'd be like, do you wear your clothes big? No, it's a size 2.
There's so many ways to take the not a makeover. Like, maybe he thinks, like, are you for the fat makeover article? Because that's not what I do, fatso. I mean, good for you for whatever you lost. But do they even make pants 36 wide? That is insane, pig. Put me down for triple XL for everything. And I'll see you Thursday. So we'll see. Jack Bastard wrote me about an hour before the show started. If you saw me a little frantic, like... trying to email this guy.
Who is it?
A guy on the forums, a guy that's emailed me before, Jack Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about him that I like, and I forget why. If there's a zombie or robot infiltration, and there's bombs all around me, and we have time on our savior bus to pick him up, but I have to risk getting my arm blown off by putting it outside the bus, I would take the time for Jack Bastard. But there's something about him. Well, there's also something about him that reminds me, like, you're a cocksucker that says these little things, and the name Jack Bastard fits. That's all I remember.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
All right.
So I'm reading this email, and he sends me this about an hour ago. Excuse me. And it's about taking the slide detector test. I can't believe no one has passed this info on to you yet. So once again, cluing people into fucked up shit falls on my shoulders. So you can see he's a cocksucker. You see what I mean? To beat a lie detector, everybody has the answers, hide a thumbtack in your shoe. And I have heard this before.
I have heard that too.
Hide it in the front of your shoe under the ball of your foot and walk on your heel. It looks natural enough that you can get away with it with very little practice. While you are taking the test...
No, if Keith's a little bit uncomfortable, it shows...
While you are taking the test, push the tack into your foot whenever you are... but don't get it stuck in there. You need 2 centimeters of pressure per square. While you are taking the test, push the tack into your foot whenever you are definitely telling the truth. And let the pressure mostly off when you are or are pretty sure that you're lying. The tack will raise your heart rate and stress level to equal that when you are lying, thus keeping the line of the graph consistent. So therefore, you've never lied.
I get it.
All they have to—you don't think they're going to test you with a false test?
It's so much work,
right? Since they ask you a series of questions, such as your name and what you had for breakfast at the beginning, to establish a level. If you fuck with the level right from the beginning, you can almost totally ensure that you will come off completely not lying. Okay, now you owe me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I owe him now. I've been trying to get rid of my old man for a long time, and since you seem to be the pro from Dover, if you could say fuck Neil Tider of Owen, Wisconsin every now and again, that would be cool. Thanks. This is a great idea. You know what? I also, for the lie detector test tomorrow, I have a sesame seed bagel ready to go. I hear they can't tell things if you had seeds on your fucking food. You don't think they thought of all these things? I have talked to people that do administer lie detector tests. They know all these tricks. They know everything you do. But I start having...
But it's not like it matters if you're lying or not tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. I'm doing it for fun. Yeah. I don't have to go.
You're doing it to spread the word about Keith and the girl.
Right. But so I rate him back, though, because I have to know more. Because all I see in this is douche. And I say, have you ever taken a lie detector test? Yes or no? And he rates back, not 2 minutes later, yes. So I write back, hurry up, I got a show to plan. Why? And he says, the idea was given to me by a kid named Kyle Corwin, who invented a couple older kids who talked him into smashing a cop car when he was 16. The cops knew he was lying, so they put him on a lie detector to break him. He gets this tack idea from somewhere, uses it, and walks scot-free. I was on one at a science museum once and tested the theory, and it worked. And I said, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Did you take a lie detector test? When did you take a lie detector test? Why did you take a lie detector test? And apparently I read him wrong because he wrote back, I was on one at a science museum once and tested the theory, and it worked. Jesus Christ, you have to read the whole mail, Mally.
Wow.
Do you think that that's where you're going to get your crime knowledge from? A high school science lab at a museum. Here, sit here. We'll see if it works. And it worked.
Was that the experiment that the student scientists were doing? They gave you a tack?
It was a class outing, it seems like, at a museum. And they probably
brought a tack?
They had a tack. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, put your hand on here and watch your hair go up. It does. That's crazy. Now come over here. Now, lightly put your foot on the tack. Okay, sign this so you don't sue. And look at the charts. They're kind of even, aren't they? Yeah, I could be a fucking criminal. That's stupid. You're not going to fool cops. They know. The cops have the same internet that you do. They know all this stuff. And it's simply not true.
I'm not sure that it's not 100% true, but I am sure that you can't do it. Sorry, babe.
I'm sure I can't. I'm sure most people can't. And I do believe. I do say this is 100% not true.
Okay.
You walk her. Dude, do me a favor. Jack Bastard. Let me tell you something. Do not tell your friends this. Okay, we're super buddies. So you can tell me and I won't judge you. But don't tell your friends this, that you know how to beat a lie detector test. Because they do, quite frankly, think you're an idiot. Because you're not in high school anymore. You're not taking these tours. Okay? Just say, I don't want you to look stupid. We're buddies.
Everyone's chiming in with something, even Fooey from Tulsa. If you want to really beat the lie detector test, lie every single question. I mean, flat-out, bold-faced lies. Not that I've tried that.
Right. Let's get a base. What's your name? Sarah.
Right.
I don't believe it. You're not going to get me.
Redhead says, I learned how to get away with double murder at my local science museum.
Right. I don't know why OJ failed his test behind the scenes, but you know how to do it with a thumbtack.
Oh, Jack Bastard is listening. He says he was 24 when he did it.
I'm just offering shit to talk about. Do it or don't. You don't have to break my balls. I know. This is funny, too. Keith Valley's always the asshole. If we weren't talking right now, he would rate on the forums. I don't see why I was breaking my balls. Your fucking email, every other word was fuck you. But somehow I'm the asshole. Don't tell your friends. How old are you now, by the way? 24 is old for you to believe that's true, by the way. Isn't it? To really think that you can beat the cops? 24 is kind of old. That's not a good defense.
Yeah, but I think everybody thinks they're superheroes.
I'm telling you, that's why 25 is when you're an adult. Another reason.
By the way, I'm a superhero. The camcorder is going back, and I didn't even talk to them. They left me a message.
That's right.
Thank you.
And then somebody else writing on the forums, aren't they going to realize when the serial numbers don't match up? We're very bright. We're very bright people.
What's the difference? That means you sent me the wrong serial number. I don't care. You already gave me my money back.
Right.
What are you going to do? Undo that?
The serial numbers don't match up. Here's how you deal with that. You ready at home?
Yeah. I win.
Yeah, I win. That's how you do it. If you buy something and then to take it back, you buy a whole new one and then substitute the two because for some reason you can't get the exchange policy. Maybe you took too long. And then they go, these numbers don't match up. Here's what you do back. I don't know. Done. Done. I don't know.
Do you know what they told me on the phone yesterday when I was on there? I was like, it's just not working. They go, okay, what do you mean it's not working? I'm like, it's just not turning on. It's just not working. Well, did you look at the manual? I'm like, to turn it on?
Right.
And then and
did
then
you
goes,
check the manufacturer's troubleshooting?
No, did you call the manufacturer to troubleshoot it? I go, I actually said, come on, man.
I love that. See, that's the problem. That's why Hemda's in charge of the phone calls, because I would try to have an answer. She knows. You just got to be flat out dumb. I've dealt with dummies. They always win. Dummies rule the world.
That's why you don't want
They always win. Hemda knows to do that. Did you call the 1-800? Are you kidding me? It's a camera. I know what on is. Now, did you charge the battery? Yes. Anything that makes sense that you say, I will say yes.
Right. And
now, when you give up, we can get done with this. My kid just walked in the street. I don't have time for this. You're now on homicide charges, sir. But I will forgive you because I never really liked my kid if you take this back.
It's all my two kids are good for is to get me out of shit.
Right.
You know what? I always hear parents say things like that. So that's what I came up with it. Right. You know what? Between my two kids and just keeping the house straight, yeah. Do you think I have time for this? I don't care what your life is about.
Right.
If I was customer service, you have two kids. Did I do that? Am I the father? Are you calling the father?
Yeah. All you parents do like this. You do like to use your kids sometime. Like, oh, I can't talk. My kid's getting into something. You could have dealt with something. You like it. And I do it with Hemda and vice versa when I'm doing something business related with Keith and the girl. You know, I throw it in like, I have to talk to her first or whatever. You guys, kids is another level. I try to use kids. I go like, oh, I actually can't deal with this right now because I'm busy trying to make a baby. But it doesn't work. But you have kids. That's another thing to blame. And you know you do, parents. You know you do. By the way, you can see us on the show, the internet TV show, Internet Superstar. Revision3.com/internet superstar. The link's also at our forums. It was kind of...
We did this interview last week, and it just got posted today. It's a pretty popular show.
That's what I hear.
People like Milonakis were on.
Maybe you know Andy Milonakis, the midget kid.
It really is.
That doesn't like scat humor. That's what we heard.
Obviously, it's internet famous people, I guess, but I think it's the famous people that, like, I don't know, who's the Chocolate Rain guy was on?
We're on the same show as Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, so we're not talking about where Eddie Murphy would be, but Chocolate Rain.
Mm-hmm, not bad at all. I saw it. It was when we finished it a week ago. We did it through webcam. And it's almost weirder to do than a phone call. You don't know how it's going. You hear, like, the other, like, when you see it.
That's because Keith and I can't make faces at each other while the person's talking. Like,
right.
What the fuck? Just like we do when we're negotiating with people, we put mute on and go, fucking seriously.
Right.
Or we write to each other, like.
He knows we're waiting for the money talk. So you would hear, like, in your headphones, you can tell you're being interrupted, but you don't know if you're supposed to let yourself be interrupted. Because if you let yourself be interrupted all the time, it's going to be stupid for both parties. Both sides, you know? Right. Both sides are guessing. You'll see this show, and you can't really tell, but knowing that in the background now, you're going to be able to tell, like, we gave up on this time, they gave up on this time. You could tell when somebody says we do the show four times a week and I correct them five times a week, you son of a bitch. There's something about the way I say son of a bitch that he knows it's a joke, but he didn't hear what I said,
right. So
he laughs. And I've done it too, where it's like, I know you're saying something funny, I don't want anybody to feel awkward. Let's keep going.
Well, it's not
But
really...
I'm not shitting on the show in any way.
I don't think it's the awkwardness of... I think if for audience sake, you don't go, what'd you say?
Right.
You clearly go, audience will get it, I'll listen back, it's fine, because it's just weird. I don't think it's any different than phone call messages, phone call interviews. It's like trying to interrupt someone or, I don't know.
But phone calls are still weird, too.
It's relying on internet to do these things. Right. You know, there's always like a slight delay, so it makes things a little awkward. I thought it was really good, and those guys were pretty easy to talk to. So
they're very easy to talk to,
and were obviously knowledgeable about the show. Weren't asking us random questions like,
right?
So what do you think of your show? I don't know.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you think of the show?
I just think it's interesting. We're not at this new place in technology like everyone thinks we are. Do you remember when the rich had video phones years ago?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, how envious They can look at each other. Do you understand how bad those phones had to be?
Yeah.
How horrible those things had to be.
There's like the beta version.
Right. I don't even know how nowadays, like I know you get on Pal Talk and people have cam sex and they're jerking off to each other. I don't even know how that would be erotic. The sound's not fitting the mouth. Every 2 seconds things catch up.
I don't mind it.
Okay. All right. Who are you working with?
I don't know. The other days people came on and they just started having sex in our room.
Oh, okay, but that's different. You're not interacting. Like, you're not the third party. Like, come over here and eat my pussy. That's what I mean.
I don't know how people type and masturbate at the same time.
I get you, right.
Like, I don't... First of all, one-hand typing isn't fast enough. And second, like, I would just be like, tell me a story and then lean back. And then that I can see doing.
Agreed. But there can't be, like, a back and forth, you know what I mean?
No, because then you have to press the button... yes, I like that. And then unpress it, and then that press it. Do you like it like this? Over. Yeah, that's just a little to the left because one titty's out of frame.
And there's always a frame or two missing when you're watching a cam.
Sometimes it jumps.
Yeah, so somebody's like spraying on the camera, you know. There's nothing, then all of a sudden it's covered, and you don't know why, and you feel violated.
Actually, there's a great YouTube. It is a little bit off. There's a great YouTube. Keith and I just watched it before. I just discovered it, you motherfuckers on Pal Talk that record everything. Keith and Adam watching Mimi Chair, you can hear me in the background, watching her do a pole dance. It's on YouTube. And they just, like, they captured
that's
all
the a perfect example, though. That, like, sometimes my commentary doesn't match her actions.
And yet, I'm watching her and thinking naughty things.
Oh, it's still fantastic.
That is what I'm saying.
Still fantastic. Yes. Let me get back real quick to the show Internet Superstar, Martin Sargent and his friend Gator. Why, at the end of the show, Gator doesn't understand that people will rat him out if he starts dealing drugs on the internet. They're going to fucking stop dealing drugs.
What do you mean?
He deals drugs at the end. He's making a drug deal with somebody. Like, he could have waited until the show's over. That's all. I just want to put that out there. Be careful. Foos. Be careful. Shit gets back to my dad. I stole a communion wafer. I'm disowned. Okay, I don't know your family situation, but you might be in trouble with a strange aunt.
Going back for just a second, Fooey says, I typed this feedback with one hand. Just saying.
Oh, gross.
Do it, Fooey. Yeah!
Gross.
That's my sexy talk. If you guys ever want to talk sexy with me, yeah, fucking bitch!
The governor of New York State did, in fact, step down. We were talking about the story yesterday. Governor Eliot Spitzer said, quote, today, deeply sorry. And that he did not live up to what was expected of him. He has resigned.
I was going
to
say, what are you deeply sorry for? For things that I did.
Right. He resigned. It's effective Monday, by the way. So you have a few days.
He has to put in his notice.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to try hard these last 6 days. But anyway, he's a sex addict and he spent $80,000 on call girls. Governor Spitzer's lust for lewd hooker sex.
A sex addict.
Sex addict!
You know, I feel like a sex addict all the time.
5 into 80,000, that's 16 hookers at his expensive taste.
Yet somehow I always type with two hands.
Is 16 hookers a lot, though?
Is 16 hookers a lot?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot to me.
It sounds like a great party.
16 hookers.
For 80,000? Sounds like a few hookers. $80,000.
No, he's paying $4,000 to $5,000 each time he goes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, he gets 7 diamond whores.
I want to see these whores.
Here's one.
Okay. Let me see. Nice. Yeah, way to blur out the face.
She blurred out her face on her website. It's the only picture they can get.
Her face is not blurred.
Right. It's that not blurred. It's whenever you watch.
I bet Spooky can draw that face through the blur.
It's whenever you watch a TV show and they go, we're going to keep this guy anonymous. And they digitized only his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter if I know him. It matters if people that know him know him. And he's ratting out some company. It's like, if I work with you, I will know you. Right. And if you really want to keep it anonymous, read his statement. Mm-hmm. Not only blacken out his whole face, not only make him a silhouette, not even have him in the room or digitize his voice. Just read a statement that he wrote. There's no reason to even have him on for any reason. I go, this is him. Just so you know, we're not making it up. And we'll try to blur him a little bit.
By the way, sex addict is what he's claiming? If you're sex
addict... He's not claiming. They're claiming.
Oh, okay. Because if he's claiming sex addict...
He's not saying
he
anything.
He doesn't need $4,000 hookers. He needs anybody that will touch his ding-dong. Sex addict is like for real, for real. Like you will... like, let and you know, not let and that's not the only sex addict thing, but there's some serious, why are you looking at me that? Well, because remember Jeff Meacham? He did a play about like a serious sex addict. And this guy was gay, and he really would like leave work, go to some bathhouse, like do like it was like way over
that was
the
a
top,
play.
Huh?
That was
no
a play.
about a book about a real person.
Are you a sex addict?
Not when you really 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 look at it. Because if I was a sex addict, I'd be a little more neurotic about it.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like one, but when you really look at the meaning, I think I'm dealing.
Well, he's dealing.
Yeah. $4,000 hookers.
The revelation,
dealing pretty well, asshole.
The revelation came as a 22-year-old call girl who goes by the name Sienna told ABC News that she slept with Spitzer 2 years ago. The then attorney general, she said, was a big tipper. Remember when big money shut your mouth? Mm-hmm. He was so generous. She probably thinks she's saying nice things.
By the way, remember when being a hooker shut your mouth?
Right.
You should be arrested then. Is that what he did? He tipped you well for putting his penis in you? You're arrested.
She's not getting time off to do this interview.
Right.
She's
not getting...
She's probably getting paid something by ABC News.
No, I think she's getting people to her .com because she looks hot. Did no, they put
dot
the .com in
down.
There?
No. .com's down.
Oh.
.com was Whoreville and the company's down now. No, all these sites are down now. Oh, well. Running, though, for political office in the meanwhile... Jack Kevorkian, the assisted suicide advocate currently on parole from prison, is planning a run for Congress. I'm totally on his side.
Yeah.
If you want to die, let this guy help you die. However, at the same time, I don't know that I want a guy in office that can so easily go, well, this is fucked. I'm dead. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
I want you to value life a little more. I don't know.
He values life. That's why he wants to let people die when they die.
I guess.
If you're constantly suffering and this person values your life, he'll end it for you.
Nah, there's something weird about it. According to Oakland Press, Kevorkian is planning to mount an independent bid in Michigan's 9th District, currently occupied by Republican Joe Nollenberg.
It's not going to happen.
We need some honesty and sincerity instead of corrupt government in Washington.
Yes, we do. It's not going to happen.
He says, I will kill the competition.
They seem miserable.
Right.
Just end it.
Oh, you look tired. Nate Bailey, a spokesman for Nollenberg.
One too many woe is me by the intern. The intern's
right.
Dead.
Oh, I can just kill myself. Today was the day. You got it, buddy. Ah, my neck.
Brother Love would have died 20 times.
Yeah.
Every day.
The congressman is working on turning Michigan's economy around and bringing jobs back to Oakland County. He's focused on working for the people of Oakland County, not on politics. This other guy, he just wants to kill people. The one-time pathologist needs to gather 6,000 signatures in order to appear on the ballot as an independent candidate. Unfortunately, all his fans are dead. Kevorkian has said he has helped well over 100 people die during the 1990s. In 1998, he was formally convicted on second-degree homicide for assisting in the death of Thomas York, who suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease. He was released from prison on parole in June. And he's ready for office.
It just, you know, the wording of some things is weird. He's helped over 100 people come to their death or however you said
right.
It. It is weird wording, but I'm on his side. It's just not going to happen.
Do you think there's any reason because he's doing this that he shouldn't be run for Congress?
No, he should run. I just think that not too many people are open to that, and that's right. All he's known for. So it's not going to happen in terms of, like, he won't make it. Not enough people are behind him.
Does it make sense that... I totally agree that you should be in charge of your life and
yes.
He should be able to help kill you.
Yes.
And he does, from interviews, you know, you assume that, you know, assuming that you believe him, that he does take the time and follow up. And there are people that he decided he wouldn't help kill, no matter how much they begged. You know, he looks at...
It's weird to have
somebody
else. He
looks at the big picture.
It's weird to have somebody else in charge. I believe that you can kill yourself if you want. And if you write a letter saying, I would like to kill myself, I don't have... The means in which to do it, like maybe I'm too strapped into this thing
right.
To do it. But if you say, end my life, then and the life should be ended. But there should be witnesses because I can kill you and decide like, no, he told me to. He wanted to end
right.
His life. And according to this thing, it's fine. So it's like if it's a suicide in a way, but somebody had to help you, but it, for sure it's a suicide, end your life. I don't need you around if you don't want to be around. Who needs this person around? If I was bleeding constantly, like... if my brain couldn't handle with my what my body was going through and it doesn't look like it's getting better and I want to die, kill me.
Right. But because of that, I find him wacky.
Oh, Jeremy says he's a convicted felon. He can't vote.
Well,
that's a good point.
He trusts other people to vote.
Yeah, but still.
If he's one away, it would be funny.
Did you just say you wouldn't trust him, though? Like, there's something about
There's something about
it. You're so on his side, though.
I'm on his side. I'm on his side, and yet I don't...
I think that's your brainwashing again.
I would... No. No.
I think you're on this man's side.
I wouldn't want to...
You think he's going to create a button for himself that he can press and people just die?
I'm on his side, maybe.
I have the power now.
I'm on his side. I don't want him in my house. I don't want to work with him.
Okay.
I would not let my daughter be his secretary.
You know what? That's like people who go, I like black people.
Right.
I don't want them in my house.
I think it's exactly the same, and I can't
I
help how I feel.
I don't want them dating my daughter.
Right. But I appreciate...
That's like every racist.
I appreciate what he does.
I don't mind him.
And the government's telling you, quit killing, and you can't help yourself. Because it's the right thing to do. I don't know.
I think that's nice.
What are his other policies? Let's start looking into this guy.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll give us some other stuff while he's running.
Let me put it this way. And I know I'm being hypocritical, so let me put it this way. I smell smoke.
Man.
I smell smoke. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Deer urine makes students sick.
Deer like the animal? Deer
yes.
Urine makes kids sick.
Tennessee students get sick after someone pours deer urine into air conditioning unit. Officials are searching for a person who poured deer urine into an air conditioning unit as a prank and made about a dozen students ill at an East Tennessee high school.
How ill, though?
Ill.
Poor guy, though, if people get really hurt from it.
Who's the poor guy?
The guy who did it. It's just a prank.
Poor guy. He's not going to get caught. That's what's funny about this article. They think he's going to get caught. The Churchill Fire Department was called to Volunteer High School on Monday after the odor became overpowering in one classroom. Paramedics treated students who complained of headache and nausea. They recovered after they got fresh air. Sounds like that volcano I made. Firefighters shut down the air conditioning units, blah, blah, blah. The prank could result in the vandalism charge. My brother Mark, one of the smartest ones in
allegedly.
The family. Nah, he did it. Took out his penis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how it comes. And urine came out of it, and he peed inside the vents in the high school hallway.
Sounds like the same thing.
You know why? Because it's hilarious. And it stunk up the school. It's funny. That's the end of it. There's going to be no... If there's an investigation, then it's a waste of time. Make vents that you can't piss through. Because kids are going to do it. How many kids are in a school every day? They get bored. They will break things. Put fences around light posts and put plastic wrap around vents. Because no pun, shit's going to go down.
Okay. Shit's going to go down.
Very first radio show interview I ever did. I got a radio job in Somerset, Pennsylvania.
For about a week.
I made up my own demo tape.
Aww.
And gave it to them. I forget what one song was, and then an interview, and then Kiss, and the interview was with me and my brother talking about how we pissed in high school vents.
And they hired you.
And I got hired. I was so irreverent. And I got hired. Then a week later, promptly fired.
Oh, really quick, going back for a second, Fooey says, I would love to see Kevorkian slogan, vote or die.
Right, vote or die.
That's
no,
too good to
I'm
that.
Telling you, I'm gonna follow him now, and I'm telling you, I just got this feeling.
Oh, and another good point: how do you get deer urine?
You can buy it. You can buy it. You buy it for hunting. You buy it to attract deer, I believe.
Oh, look at you, Hick.
I know. I'm from a school whose brother pissed in the radiators. You just buy it. Where do you buy bear vomit? You know, you just buy it. You go to the store.
Bear vomit.
Yeah. It attracts bears when you're bear hunting. Yeah. Dog shit attracts whatever you do. Chinese use that.
To attract meals.
St. Marcus said, I got to go with Spooky, by the way.
St. Marcos?
On his interpretation of whites not caring. Cracker is no more or less offensive than white trash. This came up when we were talking about Wetback Wednesday, and the town in Pittsburgh doesn't like that. They find it offensive, and the bar owner can't figure out why. It's just a cute thing. We had White Trash Tuesday. I don't see the big deal of Wetback Wednesday. And he says, cracker is no more or less offensive than white trash because whites just don't care. And we said the difference is not all whites are white trash. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like funny, but all whites are considered crackers. I defy you to find a white person who is truly offended by the term cracker. And if that person is already cuckoo's magoo's, then no fair.
Okay, but I see what they're saying even though they're wrong. Because nobody was cracking a whip at them while saying cracker. So it doesn't have the history behind it. People just made up a name, cracker. It doesn't have, you know, like nigger was being yelled at to people while they were slaves. So it has a meaning behind it. Cracker isn't as offensive as that because it's a made up dumb word.
What's hard, you know what?
But white trash, a lot of white trash people don't think they're white trash. Or they think it's funny. White trash is like an opinion of a lifestyle. Cracker, there's a meaning to it. So you're wrong. You're both wrong.
However, Bidley writes, I'm listening to show 685, Fall from Grace. There's definitely a difference between cracker and white trash. Cracker comes from slave slang, calling white men crackers, referring to the cracking of a whip while they were being worked on boats.
I stand especially. Corrected. See, we all can be wrong here.
Yeah.
I'm wrong then. That makes sense.
The Racial Slur Database, rsdb.org. We live in the future. However, from the same database, Russell writes in, talking about cracker, quote, this term is said to have originated in England before the 16th century, referring to the lower class whose diet primarily consisted of crackers, actually biscuits. Many of their descendants were sent to the Georgia penal colony, hence Georgia crackers. I think that's when the whole state of Georgia was a prison colony. That's all they used it for.
A lot of the feedback that's coming in here is referring to the cracking of the whip. But
white people had invented this name for themselves before the first slave was brought to America, although it is still in use today by mostly older blacks, referring to whites, was probably redefined in the days of American slavery by the slave masters, crack of the whip. So which one is it? There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Did we make it up ourselves? And if that's what it was, if we made it up ourselves, that's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Blacks didn't make up the N-word themselves. How about this? I understand, and everybody writing in thinks I'm going to be on this side. Hey, it's just words. I understand it's not just words. If they don't like it, don't say it. Wetback is derogatory because
no, you could say
it
wetback.
It says you're illegal,
but you can't write it on a poster for everybody to see. It's not like the thing that we were talking about, vagina monologues. Vagina is a word. Vagina is a word for one of your body parts. And I'm not saying you can write "lick my vagina" in some public forum, but I mean, like in some sign that everybody can read. But you know, when somebody was like, oh, my daughter read the word vagina and freaked out. That's different than wetbacks.
Right. Oh, well.
And if you're listening to the show and we're saying all these words, you fucking downloaded it.
Mayday Melissa Cat, it's time, by the way, for advice that is not worth Dina's time. Every Friday, of course, we have our advice guru, Dina. Ask Dina at keithandthegirl.com. And sometimes your letters are too stupid for us to save for them. But you took the time, so we can take the time and quickly go through them and answer them. This one's from Mayday Melissa Cat. My longtime crush just admitted to me that he has had a crush on me for a long time. This is a good thing, right? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not.
Oh, only because there's more, right?
Oh, there's more. Okay. Yes, okay. But it's not because he has a girlfriend right now, and he's not willing to break up with her. And if I break them up, she'll come after me. How do I break them up without it seeming like I did? Thanks so much, Melissa. Just take him to the side and fuck him.
No, but
how about you
get to
see if you really like him? You don't even know. He'll date you. He'll date you now just fine.
He's not going to break up with his girlfriend.
Blow him.
He's not going to break up with his girlfriend.
Maybe you blow him a few times. Possibly.
He probably found out that you have a huge crush on him. You're going to blow him and that'll be the end of it.
So what does she do?
Wait until they break up.
That's not the question. That's not what she's saying. Here are her choices. It's not because it's not good because he has a girlfriend. If I break them up, she'll come after me. How do I break them up without it seeming like I did? That's her question.
You don't.
Okay. I'll help you, Melissa. This is very easy. You talk to her.
Oh, God.
And you say what you heard. And you say, hey, it's not my place. But I hear that your husband's cheating on you. Keep an eye on him.
You know what? As a girlfriend, yes, please do that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Keith and Chemda. I just broke up with this girl that I saw briefly, and I am totally interested in one of her roommates. However, during our short relationship, I had a hard time keeping it up and finishing the job during sex because she had a very stinky attitude down there. The odor was so bad that I kept losing my willpower to continue.
Oh my god.
I didn't notice it our first time because I had a cold, but shortly after this became a problem. It was the one reason why we broke up. Ooh. She takes showers regularly, and looking at her, you could never suspect this happening. But the funky odor comes from her vagina and not her back door, to be clear. But I never told her this. And I just found out that she told her friends, roommates as well, that I cannot keep it up. I mean, WTF. I tried to approach her roommate, whom I like and enjoyed hanging out before, but I really don't know how I can reach the next step. I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to bring up the previous girl because A, they have roommates. B, they have been friends for 10 plus years. C, I don't want to base our relationship on the fact that I dated a roommate and had unsatisfying sexual relationship with her. I know I can finish the job without the odor, and I really like this new girl. How can I properly make the transition? I am glad I found you guys online a while back because I don't even know who I can ask for advice in this situation. Gunner with an AR. Different Gunner.
Okay, so he's saying that he's dating the roommate of a person he used to not be able to finish a job with.
He used to.
Okay, so he...
No, he dated a girl. I think you have it. He dated a girl. And this girl had a stinky vagina. He broke up with her. But now he wants to date the roommate of this girl.
Oh, so they're not dating yet.
They're not dating yet.
I think that pool of girls is gone.
No. Kenda really? Does not know how to answer your guys' questions. His question was, how do I fuck her?
You rape her? I don't know.
This is how. Obviously, you heard this from friends of hers that you can't get it up, but you didn't hear it from the roommate. But assume that you did. You say... Oh, you know, you bring up her nasty vagina somehow. Like, girls have like a nasty vagina sometimes.
Yeah, but
like,
part of his...
Oh, I hate to say this, but your roommate did. She knows you were fucking the roommate.
Yeah, but part of his whole thing is that he doesn't want to talk to her about it because...
You have to. You have to bring it up subtly, like you're not being coy.
Just so you know, that's going to spread and get back to everybody. As long as you
what's
okay going to
spread?
She's going to tell her. All these girls tell each other everything.
Good.
So now it will get back to that girl and the rest of the girls.
Good. This girl can die. You said I'm limp. You said I walk around limp.
No, I agree. I'm just getting him ready for it.
Let it get around. You're not going to get back with this fucking tuna fish. Good. Good. That's how you do it. You bring it up like subtly. Don't make it obvious. And if you think she didn't hear it and she goes for a drink and she's not looking at you, she heard it. And don't bring it up again. But she heard it. She's into you. You can tell. And then, and also, when you do get it on with her and you go down there and go, finally. Do that. She'll find that endearing. By the way, moments of truth. I hear the best one yet is coming up.
No.
Another family's breaking up. I still like this show. They only got to $100,000 so far. But one of the questions coming up this week, have you had sexual relations with one of your friend's wives? And the answer is yes. Mm. What a great question. What a fantastic answer. Mm. I love it. I love it. By the way, the reason, did we talk about this before? The reason Hulk Hogan and his wife broke up, had a divorce.
Are they now really divorced?
I believe so. They're definitely separated. Mm-hmm. Is because Hulk Hogan was fucking one of Brooke Hogan's friends, one of the daughter's friends. Did we mention that?
I heard that rumor somewhere. Yeah. No.
Brooke is none too happy about it.
Wait, why did I act so sad about that? I don't care.
Well, that is sad. Because Hulk's a legend.
It's a shame.
That this bitch was being all seductive around Hulk. He's weak. Look at his wife. He's weak. Look at the daughter. Look at those friends. Brooke is none too happy about it. So she decided to raid on her MySpace blog.
Mm-mm.
Quote.
The daughter. That's Brooke, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she should have thought about what kind of press, the whore friend, what kind of press she was going to get when she slept with her best friend's famous father. I think we're all seeing just exactly how karma works, Chris Tane. Nothing you say will ever put my family back together. It's like looking at your dad like he's just a retard. Like, come on, look at this meathead. Every other word is, hey, brother, and look at my pythons. You come here with your little 18-year-old tatas.
Are they even 18? I guess they have to be now.
They're at least 18, yeah. I think. My relationship... Chris Tain decided to talk to the National Enquirer.
Oh, my God.
And she
What does Hulk Hogan expect, though? That it won't get out? You know, I
That's the problem with youngsters and hookers. They yap.
Yeah.
They love to yap.
For a candy bar.
My relationship with Terry... You have to say that, don't you? Hulk Hogan's real name. My relationship with Terry... began at a time when Terry and Linda privately knew their marriage was ending. She had left him already, although no official papers have been filed. Terry is a good man, a good father, and a good friend. Even though he fucked me, his daughter's friend. And he and I grew close at a time when he was going through a very difficult period. It seemed right then, but I know it was wrong. Having felt the guilt and pain build up, I gave a note to Brooke apologizing for my actions. So what's the deal, bitch? I will never be able to fully forgive myself for this. I bet you will. I bet you'll be back on the beach by Thursday. I have lost an amazing friend.
You never had one.
And I think...
What friend are you to Hulk Hogan? You're 18 years old. He's got to be at least 50, right, babe?
Yes.
He's got to be. What friend are you to a 30-plus older-than-you guy? 5150 says, do you think Hulk does his special move during intercourse?
Maybe.
That, now I want to interview this girl and really find out what's up.
Yeah, he does that hearing thing.
Well, are you coming? Let me hear it.
Right. Shout out to the... He acts like he's done. You're fucking Hulk Hogan. And it's like, he's done. It's like, it's only been 3 minutes. You're done already? And he starts punching himself.
Does he rip off his shirt mid-sex?
Yeah, he rips off his shirt. He punches himself and he goes, I'm not done. He hears the roar of the crowd. And he starts ram fucking you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's not fun for you, but he's back. Celebrity Rehab finale coming this week. No, the finale just happened. Excuse me. The finale just happened. Coming this week is the reunion. It's been 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I saw the finale. 19 days of treatment.
That's all it was?
That's all it was.
Okay.
A season was only 19 days.
Wow, they're emotional fucks.
And you're going to find who's going to go into sober living and who's not. Sober living is a two-bedroom apartment, two beds in each room. Here are the people moving on to sober living. The singer from Crazy Town, Mary Carey, the whore. By the way, whenever in the...
That's because the ones that are going in have nowhere to go after this. What's he doing? What's that whore doing?
Right. But you know what? She has to quit, and she knows this. She has to quit being a porn star to get out of that lifestyle, period.
Right.
What else could she do? Not just now, but forever.
I agree. Is she still a porn star, though?
I haven't seen her work in the last 6 months.
Because her addiction is sexual, right?
It's sexual, but she's not in there for sex. She's in there for drugs and alcohol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I think you need drugs and alcohol if you're going to continue being a porn star.
Sure.
Yeah, it's maybe. A little...
Me, sure. and American Idol contestant Jessica, she's going too. Not going! Shocking! Bridget Nielsen. China Doll, although she's willing to see a therapist. Rico Rodriguez, the big guns from UFC or whatever he's from. And Jamie from Family Matters. So 4 people out of the 7 not going. 3 of them are. It's 6 months later this week, the reunion. My bet on using Mary Carey, the porn star, definitely going to be using. I didn't see my DVR cut off right before, so maybe you guys know and I don't know. Maybe they already said, like, coming up. China, absolutely, but she doesn't think she has a problem. I'm going to say Rico Rodriguez. Because watching the show probably made him relapse.
I disagree with Rico Rodriguez. He's the one with the wife and kid, right?
Yes.
I think it'll take him a little more than 6 months. I'm not saying he'll never relapse. Okay. It's called?
Yeah.
But he won't do it in 6 months because he likes to think of himself as a better person.
I wonder if they test them all. You know what I mean? Bridget Nielsen could not drink 2 days before and you'd believe her.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they test them. Because that girl from Family Matters, the pothead, she's going to be smoking weed.
I do think that once Bridget Nielsen drinks, she doesn't stop. So she won't come sober. If she's drinking, she'll come drunk.
But she seems like a binge drinker.
Yeah.
And that, like, she just doesn't have to drink that day.
No, I think she's a constant drinker. Like, she's high all the time. That's what I think.
I don't think she is.
How else do you date that guy?
The guy?
Flav,
look at her.
Flav.
Oh, she did. That was a joke.
It was a joke that immediately, went on too long.
Immediately after the show, she got married to a French guy.
Okay, but she was making out with that thing.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Guess what?
For a while.
There's not going to be a Red Sonja 2 anytime soon.
They had intercourse.
That's what you have to do.
Yuck.
That's what you have to do. And they probably didn't. Flavor Flav wouldn't even know if he was having sex.
He had sex.
I don't know. He probably puts the Viking horns in you.
Oh.
Bye!
Oh.
Bye!
Oh, my God. Yuck.
What's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
What's going on, Keith and Kenda?
Just doing a show. What are you doing?
Actually, I'm surprised you're not watching Moment of Truth, because just the sheer devastation these people are facing is just, I know you would just love it.
Is it on right now?
Yeah, I'm DVRing it. What's the worst question so far? We're only 13 minutes in.
Oh, no. I'm not even going to go to what's been going on. It's what's coming ahead that's even better. It's just the devastation is just beautiful. Have you slept with any of your husband's, your wife's friends? Have you slept with any of your wife's sisters? I mean,
oh my God.
You don't get any better than that.
I'm excited.
This family's ruined. It's ruined.
They were going to call this
from Boston. I'm the crazy bastard who gave you those stickers. It was just... thinking of you guys as always, as I do every day, and I just thought I'd pop in a call.
We'll give those out April 15th. They're really awesome stickers. He gave us the stickers that you can put on glass, you know, like in your car and stuff, and I got to work out if we can buy like a bunch of them, but he did send us a few. We'll give those out April 15th when we're seeing you, right?
I'll definitely be there.
Okay.
Definitely be there.
All right, April 15th.
I got a couple things I can PM you, but that design that I sent last time, I'm going up to Maine the next week, and I have a buddy of mine who's going to cut it for free, so I'll have a bunch to give you guys then.
PM me.
All right, thanks, buddy.
By the way, that guy is also on our live DVD.
Yeah, he's in love with you. I'm going to put him in a lie detector test.
He was drunk, and I was asking him about making out together. He's really great. Hire Menta. Anyway, so yeah, we'll give out some stuff April 15th. Keith's show, keithandthegirl.com/events. The big show is coming up April 15th, just about a month now. I don't mean to say that in front of you with the pressure on, but it's the DVD taping / Keith's birthday party. It's going to be insane. Live band karaoke after. Jesse Joyce is opening up. Just so many people are going to be attending. You might be one of them.
I know how many people listen to the show. If I can get one joke original from each person, that'll really save me time.
I hope you understand how many emails you're about to read.
I need to fill up an hour. Vince Neil. I gave up on him a while ago when he did that makeover on VH1.
Yeah.
They fixed his face.
No, they didn't.
They worked on his face. Excuse me.
They changed his face.
They put him in clothing he would never wear and just really pussied out one of the greatest rockers of all time. Well, he's doing another reality show coming up where his parents move in with him.
For what?
Right. For VH1. Remember, I guess making an album's hard. Formerly Motley Crue, lead singer Vince Neil, who revived his career with a memorable stint on the reality show Surreal World. Was he on Surreal Life? Is that what they mean?
Yeah.
Is working on an unusual reality show of his own, according to published reports. Neil, a notorious Hellraiser, is set to star in a show about what's going to happen, when his elderly parents move in with him. Oh, they're going to be grateful they have a place to stay.
I just picture a lot of whining. Come on, Mom, I'm a rock star. But ain't you mad, Mom?
They know about the book The Dirt. They know all the sick shit he did. They know the story about them fucking somebody in a hotel room and shoving a phone up their cut and making phone calls out of it.
It's also over, though.
And it's over, but the mom knows this stuff. There's nothing that he can do that's going to make television that's seriously going to offend the parents.
It's going to be a big wine fest, just like what's that movie about? What band was it?
Limp Bizkit you're talking about?
No, the movie with the fucking group therapy the whole fucking time. God damn it.
God damn it that you don't remember?
Yes.
I don't know.
God damn it. God damn it. I love the band.
It is probably like that. Metallica.
Thank you. You knew the whole time.
I didn't know. All right. Yeah, what a horrible movie that was.
It's a bunch of rock stars that we admired, that we watched, that we, you know, they just pounded fists to, and now they're like, man, you're making me feel inadequate when I sing that line. Right. I don't care. This is not why I watch you. This is not why I listen to your music. Maybe if it was something I don't know if there was something profound from it, but it was really just whiny. And that's what all these rock stars are.
By the way,
to music, whatever you're going to tell me on your reality show.
King of Assholes saying Moment of Truth is on now, and the guy just admitted to making a wax replica of his dick. How would that come up? These guys don't understand. Like, I'll be in that chair, and I'll know what questions I'm asked. Do you understand? They're there to ruin you. Hi, you're on the I'm Going to Ruin You show. Can you show up at... And then they're going to try to ruin you. Anything you say is and will be held against you. The interview is part of it. The interview is part of it. What's crazy that you ever dip your balls in wax? Like it came up somehow. It came up from you or your friends. Tell me the funniest thing about your friends.
They should tape the behind-the-scenes things and then sell it on DVD.
Yeah.
I would buy that.
Too hot for TV. I bet you that's going to be pay-per-view.
Yeah, like what kind of interview? How did you get the guy to just bring up the penis thing?
Right.
That's awesome.
Lisa Marie Presley had to reveal her pregnancy early. You know why? Because it started coming out her coont. Can you believe it? Good, because it's not true. In fact, she did it because a British tabloid published photos of her last week and claimed her unhealthy diet was causing severe weight gain.
That's why she had to tell us?
They called her fat.
Don't think I'm fat. Don't
exactly.
think I'm fat.
It really upset her, says Presley's attorney. She was about to announce her pregnancy and was shocked and hurt by the unkind article about her appearance.
Oh, my God. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Is this the first time somebody ever called you fat? Don't call me fat.
I'm not fat. I'm pregnant, and I can sue. You're still fat, even if you're pregnant. You're still fat. No, you can't say that.
Saying.
You can't say. Are you fat or not fat? It doesn't matter why.
You're bigger. It's just not necessarily.
You're more
fat.
Beautiful, right?
Oh,
you're
right.
Fat. Okay. Your face is fat. Your stomach has child. Does it have child or does it have food? Does your face have heartache or does it have extra fat? You're fat. Now you could go to court and explain why it's not fat. The Daily Mail did the report and said the first indication they had of Presley's complaint was when they were served with court documents, and they say we're investigating the matter. What are you going to investigate?
God.
You're fat. Well, I need to see an umbilical cord because I think this pig likes cupcakes.
Can you imagine suing someone? You called me fat.
Right, and then you have lawyers on both sides. Well, I need to know when the conception date was, and you gotta prove that you went out to a nice restaurant and the date that you believe you got laid up.
They take out one of those things at the gym where they measure your fat. They pinch your fat, and then she has to like lift up her shirt a little bit, and they pinch a little bit,
right.
And then based on like regular pregnancies, how much fat would you have? Blah blah blah.
I defy you to let the jury rub your belly. I don't feel a kick, Your Honor.
Is that kick or is that gas?
Well, are you hungry all the time? Well, yeah. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Don Wells, who played Marianne on Gilligan's Island, is serving 6 months unsupervised probation. Guess why? For killing two people. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No.
She thinks she's on the island and...
She got caught with marijuana in her car. She was sentenced to 5 days in jail. She was fined $410.50 and placed on probation after pleading guilty to one count of reckless driving. Under a plea agreement, 3 misdemeanor counts, driving under the influence, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance.
She got off
were
easy.
Dropped. That's not fair, by the way. That's one thing. That's
no,
one thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. She was driving under the influence, and she had more for later. So possession and under the influence.
Possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. What's the difference?
Yeah, there's no difference.
On October 18th...
Because drug paraphernalia, that could just be for tobacco.
On October 18th, the county sheriff arrested Wells as she was driving home from a surprise birthday party that was held for her.
That sucks.
Oh, that's not her fault. According to the sheriff's office report, Wells was pulled over after this guy noticed that she swerved and sped up and slowed down too fast. When the cop, Gutierrez, asked about a marijuana smell, Wells said that she'd just given a ride to 3 hitchhikers and had dropped them off when they began smoking something. This dumb, weird liar. You couldn't even say they started smoking in your car and it was too late. They got out, so I don't know if that's against the law. They were already out,
no.
So I couldn't have stopped them, and then they started smoking.
No, she said she kicked them out when they started smoking.
She'd just given a ride to 3 hitchhikers and had dropped them off when they began smoking something.
Oh, it sounded to me like she dropped them off because they...
So at best, coincidentally, as soon as they reach the destination, they decided to light up. Gutierrez found that half-smoked joints and two small cases used to store marijuana. The 69-year-old Wells, founder of the Idaho Film and Television Institute and organizer of the region's annual family movie festival called Spudfest. Well, that is no family festival I'd want to be part of. Failed a sobriety test. Well, that's secondhand smoke, of course. Wells' lawyer said that a friend of Wells testified that he'd left a small amount of marijuana in the vehicle after using it that day and that Wells was unaware of it. Listen to this lawyer. Like, okay, well, that thing about the fucking hitchhikers, that's stupid. What else do you want to go with?
Why does anybody talk while they're getting arrested? Right. I have to remember that if I ever get arrested.
Everybody, well...
I got arrested once, and I was talking a lot of shit.
Like what?
But, like, I was just going, you can't do this. This is ridiculous what you're doing. You can't do this.
The balloon
story? You think you're going to get away with this? Yeah. I'm just talking a lot of shit while my friend is crying. I'm like, don't cry. Everything's fine. And then I went to jail and I cried.
Swofford also said several witnesses were prepared to testify that Wells had very little to drink at the party and was not intoxicated when she left.
Why is everybody coming up with coconut things? Did she always make coconut pies on the island, Gilligan's Island?
Well, it was, you know, they had a radio made out of coconuts.
See?
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody likes her better. I like the whore actress better. I don't know.
Oh, she's the cute one with the pigtails?
Yeah, she's the one from the country.
The whore actress, though, talked funny like Samantha on Sex and the City. Oh, a coconut. Can you make that for me? It's like the old Samantha, don't you think?
I'd have to watch it again.
Maybe because you were younger, you were like, she's talking dirty with coconuts.
Maybe. Maybe Sex and the City's good if you're 12.
Maybe.
Like, you're fucking it out in the street, whores. Now I'm like, wow, what you're saying is not fucking important, and it grates my ears.
I really think whores. That you should watch it again and see who you like better.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Maybe. Any announcements before we leave here today?
We're getting close to the time where you will not be able to sign up to the cruise. I saw a few more people joining that are posting on the forums. I know some people are joining and not posting on the forums. It's going to be fantastic. We have a whole bunch of things happening on the cruise that are Keith and the Girl related, plus the addition of the regular cruise situation. So just...
Oh, sorry.
And go ahead.
So just make sure that you get your ticket in time. I believe the cutoff date is about a month from now. So keithandthegirl.com/events. Check out that. And we made some changes to the website, so keithandthegirl.com in general.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. Thanks.
keithandthegirl.com